Morning, everyone.
Merry Christmas. So for those of you who don't know, my name is Russell. I'm just going to pray though before we come to God's word.
Dear Heavenly Father, we think that we can gather here this morning. Father, we have come to celebrate the birth of your son, Jesus. So Father, we just pray that you'll be with us now. Father, that you'd speak to our hearts and minds through your word. Father, that we might know your joy and your peace this Christmas. Father, that we might know the hope that is in your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we give thanks to you now. Let all glory be to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've come here this morning to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Saviour. And as we do, I want to ask you, what is joy? And to have joy is more than just being happy. Being happy, well, it's a passing emotion. Something can happen in a moment and it makes you happy. Then that happiness slowly fades. Now, joy is more than that. Joy is more than just being happy. Joy is a lasting emotion. And it is lasting despite what circumstances may be at the time. Joy comes from being content. It comes from having purpose. Joy comes from having a sense of meaning. Joy is a deep-seated emotion of lasting happiness and pleasure, and it comes only from an inward sense of satisfaction. Happiness will fade. But joy runs deep, and it is lasting. So in the Bible passages that have been read for us this morning, we find that there is joy, real joy, mentioned right throughout the Christmas story. We find the joy when the angel appeared to the shepherds. The shepherds are caring for their sheep at night. And the angel of the Lord says to those shepherds, I bring you news of great joy. And what was the reason for that joy? Today, a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. Then the heavens opened up, and a vast host of angels appeared alongside that angel. And then the heavenly choir sang praises to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men on whom his favour dwells. As we read those words this morning, I want you to realise that the real joy of Christmas is God's joy. It is God's joy because God gave his Son, his only Son, and it is God's joy to give. And he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus came. He came so that he might give his life for our sins by dying upon the cross. And the writer of the Hebrews tells us that it was for the joy set before him that Jesus endured the cross. Do you see how powerful this morning God's joy is? It reaches down from heaven and it overcomes and scorns even the shame and agony of death upon a cross. Our Heavenly Father delights to give good gifts, and it was God's joy to do what he did that first Christmas morning. It was God's joy to give who he gave that first Christmas morning, and the reason and purpose for which he gave him brought God joy. It was God's giving of his only Son. It was God's giving of himself that caused all the praise of heaven. And the angels rejoiced with pure, radiant joy and delight in all of whom God is and in all of what he was about to do. God was sending the chief shepherd to rescue his lost sheep. And the angels echo the joy of God himself that they're being rescued. And that is us. A Saviour has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. Now the shepherds in turn then were overcome with joy. The joy of the news stirred their hearts, and they left their flocks where they were. They left them out in the fields, and they raced to Bethlehem as fast as they could. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger, just as the angel had told them. God's truth brings joy. It brings real inner joy when we believe it for ourselves. The shepherds saw and they believed. And the joy that was stirred in their hearts overflowed as they then went and spread the news of all that had happened throughout Bethlehem. And everyone who heard the shepherds, heard what they said, were amazed. Then the shepherds returned to their flocks, praising and glorifying God for all that they had seen and for all that they had heard. Glorifying and praising God. That can only come from a heart that knows the joy that only God can give. So next this morning, we see the joy of the wise men. Now, these men had traveled from a distant land because a star had appeared to them. And the star meant something to them. And so they set off on a journey to find the one who had been born King of the Jews. Now, I'm sure that there were other kings born during the lives of the wise men. So why did they travel to Jerusalem? Why did they go to find the one who was born King of the Jews? Well, I think the answer to that is found in what they did when they found him. And we read, when they came to the place where the child was, they bowed down and they worshipped him. And they presented him with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, the star that they saw was no ordinary star. The wise men first saw it from their homeland. They knew that something special had happened. When on coming to Jerusalem, though, they could no longer see it. And so they went throughout Jerusalem asking where the King of the Jews had been born. And eventually they went to Herod, who was king. And he consulted the chief priests. And they said, Bethlehem. Christ is to be born in Bethlehem. And on leaving Herod's palace, though, when the shepherds went out, the star appeared to them again. And we read that they were overjoyed. They were overjoyed at seeing that star. And it then led them to the place where Jesus was. And in joy they came to Jesus. And in joy they bowed down and worshipped him. They didn't find Jesus in a palace. They found him in the lowly circumstances of Mary and Joseph, poor, everyday people. Yet they worshipped in joy because they knew that this was no ordinary child. And that fact was confirmed to them later that night when God appeared to them in a dream and warned them, "Don't go back to Herod, but return to your homeland by a different way." So this morning, we've seen the joy of God. We've seen the joy of the angels. We've seen the joy of the shepherds and the wise men. We cannot forget the joy of Mary. What joy did Mary experience? Now this, we need to go back before the birth of Jesus, when the angel first appeared to her. And that reading was read to us earlier. And I want you to notice what the angel said to her. Mary believed. Mary believed all that the angel said to her. Because soon afterwards, we read that Mary made ready to visit her relative Elizabeth, whom she had learned from the angel was with child. And this was a significant moment. Now, this journey that Mary took was a journey of about 110 kilometres to go from where she was to the Judean hillside to visit her relative Elizabeth. But Mary took that journey because she believed the news. And as a result of the news, she was filled with joy. Now, the birth of a firstborn son in Israel was cause of great celebration, was a cause of great joy. We read in the Old Testament that Jacob's wife Rachel gave birth to Joseph. And she said, "The Lord has taken away my disgrace." Now, up until that point in time, Rachel had been barren and she would have been unable to have children. The birth of a son in those days was a cause of great celebration. It was a cause of great joy. And Mary believed what the angel had said was true, that she would have a son and he would be called the Son of the Most High God. And this was confirmed to her when she visited her relative Elizabeth. Now let me read to you now from Luke chapter 2, verses 39 to 47. "At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you'll bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.' And then Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.'" Now, by the time Mary reaches Elizabeth, she was already pregnant, but most likely not showing, because it was on Elizabeth hearing Mary's greeting that we are told that she is filled with the Holy Spirit and says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy." The baby leapt for joy. Now that's extraordinary. The unborn John the Baptist leapt for joy at the greeting of Mary. He leapt for joy because of the presence of the unborn Son of God, because of the presence of God's only Son was present. Notice Elizabeth calls Mary's child, "My Lord." And then it says, "Blessed is she who has believed the Lord's promise." Imagine now the joy that would have been growing within Mary. This was an undeniable confirmation to her. Elizabeth had no way of knowing except by divine intervention of the baby that she was carrying. God was present, and his presence was realized by Elizabeth and her unborn child, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit. All that is told about the birth of Jesus is filled with joy, and it is a joy of peace, a joy of purpose, a joy of contentment, and a joy of satisfaction in the promises of God. And the words of Mary herself show that joy that she felt. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of my humble state. My spirit rejoices. Now that's deep joy. That's deep satisfaction. But let's fast forward in time again now. Mary and Joseph are now taking the 150-kilometer journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. By this stage, Mary was now 9 months pregnant. Now, can you imagine being 9 months pregnant and taking a 150-kilometer journey on foot? And after making that journey, they come to Bethlehem. And what do they find? They find that there is no room for them. There is no place for them to stay. And so they settle and stay where the animals were kept. And it was surrounded by the murmur and the rustling of the animals that Mary gave birth to Jesus. The Son of God was born amongst the animals. And she wraps her newborn baby in cloths, and she lays him in a manger, an animal's feeding trough. Now, can you imagine how Mary felt at that point? Exhausted from the 150-kilometer journey on foot, exhausted from the labor of childbirth. And Mary and Joseph were probably just starting to settle down, just starting to rest finally. But then all of a sudden, a group of shepherds turn up. And I can imagine Mary and Joseph thinking at this point, oh, what now? You can imagine that. But then the shepherds tell them the message of the angel and of the joy of heaven, and Mary's exhaustion is forgotten. And then we are told in Luke's gospel, Mary treasured up all these things and she pondered them in her heart. Now that's the joy that comes from God's promises being fulfilled. Mary witnessed it and she played her part as God had purposed for her, and she treasured it all in her heart. That is deep joy. That is deep satisfaction in God. And that is the joy that God wants us to have this Christmas time. Deep joy and satisfaction in Him. In Him and in all His promises and in all that He has done and in all that He will do for us. Mary said that the Lord had been mindful of her humble state. The whole reason for the birth of Jesus was that God was mindful of our humble state. That is the humble state of all mankind. That is the humble state of each of us here this morning. God was and is mindful of our humble estate because of our sin. Because of the consequences of sin. Because on our own, we are unable to do anything about it. So God sent His Son into the world to save us from our sins. So this morning, when you look into the manger, look upon the Lamb of God who entered into the world so that He might carry our sin and our guilt upon Himself. Look upon the Son of God who came so that He might take our sins and go to the cross. And look upon Him as He hangs on that cross and as He bleeds and dies to pay the price, to pay the penalty for our own sin. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is the joy of Christmas. It is a joy that God has in giving his greatest treasure. He gave us his only son. He gave us his son so that by believing in him, we might be brought into fellowship. We might be brought into friendship. And that we might dwell with God forever. The Apostle John wrote, "This is eternal life, that you might know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent." Mary believed and she trusted. She saw God's promises fulfilled to her. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And this Christmas, look into the manger. Look into the manger and find the joy that only God can give. Look into the manger and behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Unto us a child has been born. Unto us a son has been given. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy and hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that he was born on that first Christmas day over 2,000 years ago. Father, we thank you that he grew from an infant and into adulthood. Father, we thank you that he bore our sins upon us and that he went to the cross to pay the price for our sins in our place. But Father, we thank you that on the third day he rose again. So, Father, we thank you this morning for Jesus. And so, Father, we pray this morning as we leave this place. Father, let the hope and the joy that is in Jesus well up within us. Father, let us build within us that it might overflow in joy wherever we might go. Father, we would share the news of our Lord and Savior this Christmas time. So, Father, we give thanks to you now. I pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.